takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yay!
What do you want to talk about tonight, Bri?
I don't know. You start.
What?
Got a mouthful.
Just start reading Chinese food during the radio show.
Bit all over the microphone.
Oh, well.
Well, how about Sherry starts? Because Sherry went to a...
Actually, yes, I can start with that. I went to the Bodies exhibition today in New York City,
Ooh.
In South Street Seaport. Very cool. If there's anything about the human body you've ever wanted to know, definitely go see it. I mean, just cool. It's like I actually got to see vocal cords just sitting there on display. So how often can someone say that they got to see vocal cords?
I saw mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to go to the...
But through an x-ray.
No, through a camera. I had to go to an otolaryngologist.
Uh-huh. Why?
And ear, nose, throat. He stuck a camera up my nose and down my throat. And he numbed it first. He said he sprayed stuff and it numbed it. And then I had to, basically, once the camera got up my nose and then down a certain way, I had to swallow the camera.
Oh.
It was weird.
Oh,
and he said that... Like, it was uncomfortable just having the you have food on your face. Having the stuff sprayed up my nose. I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, come on. I did the camera thing to Ozzy Osbourne. He didn't want any of the spray stuff. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, well, we should all base our life off of things that Ozzy Osbourne does.
And his nasal passages are probably humongously wide.
Yeah.
Well, the dress and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I saw my vocal cords when the camera went down my throat.
That's pretty cool.
Now, these people at the Bodies exhibit, were they volunteers?
Well, that's the controversy, apparently, that I just learned after the fact I went today.
Oh, you just heard that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it comes from China, the original exhibit. And they say that they had people sign, you know, that they got it legally. But now people from this country, they cracked open a case, Dateline or 2020, like one of those, where they're investigating it now because they're trying to say, you know, basically these people were originally in Chinese prisons and they didn't sign, or they may have come from the black market. So, I don't know. That's... kind of creepy, and
don't go to jail in China.
Yeah, don't go. You might end up in the Bodies display.
Are these like?
But you know, basically, so what they're trying to say, it's just immoral because you know these people did not know that that's where they were going to be placed and displayed.
Are they like recent bodies? Are they like bodies that were like from the '60s or like
no,
you know?
I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, this is a recent thing, so it's got to be pretty recent. But the thing is, like, when you go to this place, I mean, look at this, for example. Like, you go up there and you see that, and as you're up close to it, you're looking at it, and you just, in your mind, you're thinking, oh, wow, what a great replica of a body. But it's not. It's real. This is the real muscle. That's the bone and the fascia and all the ligaments, and it's just...
Do they have names? Like a nameplate?
But no, because these are unknown people.
Where's Joe?
Where's Joe?
He's at the Bodies exhibit.
Yeah.
You know, in the Bodies exhibit.
These are unknown people, supposedly, you know, where they were unclaimed by family members or...
Yeah.
But, I mean, just look at that. This was like a shocking one right here, like walking into the room and seeing that. This is the whole, all the arteries.
How do they make it?
It's like a plastic silicone that they, you know, put into the body so that it hardens up and
it becomes rubberized. But yeah, so just this one was a shocker right here. I don't know if there's a larger picture of it there, but this is actually one person, and his muscles are separated from the skeleton, and they're holding hands.
Oh,
so
God,
can you imagine, like, seeing yourself separated from your body?
Why did I look?
Oh, that's cool.
It's just, it was weird. But you got to see so much. So if you were, if you needed to learn the human anatomy, that was definitely a place to go. Because you could see everything.
Well, there wasn't there, like, a pregnant lady?
At one point, there was. It was not there. It must have been too graphic. They took it out. Because my cousin, you know, she was all excited and wanted to see that. But yeah, but apparently the woman there must have died during childbirth, because apparently the head was sticking out.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little graphic, so they removed that. That is no longer in there.
She's busting apart some stereotypes.
I did not need to see that.
So you go to this place for fun, or?
Well, I did initially, but this was for a trip, for a class trip that I went on, so. But yeah, I mean, it's just good
for students. How convenient that you opened to that page. No, keep looking. And show it to Chuck, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Go back a few pages, yeah. But you will see a healthy lung compared to a smoker's lung.
Really?
A nice, yeah.
Show him. Show him.
She wants me to see the lung.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is what my lung, I'm sure, looks like, too.
Why? You don't smoke?
I did for a very long time.
Yeah, but you don't anymore.
Some parts can heal, not entirely. This is the healthy lung.
Mm.
That's the smoker's lung. Ugh. All the
nasty
chemical burns.
No,
and not very pretty.
Not at all.
Well, even the healthy one's not that attractive.
Yeah, not for nothing.
True.
I had heard,
I heard
stories that, like, you know, they were just prisoners or whatever.
And they didn't know that was going to be happening.
I have Chinese food in my teeth.
Do you think that, like, well, are there people, like, would you volunteer for that with your body?
No, I don't think I would.
Just think about it. You'd be like,
I would want
to
feel
people would be looking at you for years
that,
to come.
And I would feel like I'd want to be laid to rest. That's the one thing I felt a little uncomfortable about.
They're not,
that person,
they're not resting.
Right, I just felt...
They're dead!
You were violating them, but...
They're not rotting, right?
No, they never will.
They're preserved, yeah.
You want us to do that to you, Bri? When it's your time? I was thinking about just having you stuffed and put you in the corner. And then bringing you out and lighting you up at Christmas time.
Hmm.
That would be cool. Bring out Brian.
A great way to remember your friends.
Yeah, every Christmas you come out. Every Christmas, it would be a little bit worse each Christmas, I would imagine, but maybe Halloween. Then, yeah, we'll bring it out at Halloween.
You'd only have to spend, like, a year in the attic or closet.
9 months. Or no, it would be 11 months, I guess.
Well, because you'd be out for a couple months from Halloween to Christmas.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we would just decorate you for Christmas.
Mm. Yep. For Halloween, just leave him as he is and then throw
he's
some lights on
right
him.
Now.
And now for some music from The Wag.
Just right.
the jokes that, you know, you and your element find funny, but, like, you know, or in your family think are funny, but nobody else would.
Oh, yeah, you told us that you had it. You have a family joke.
Yes, I do have a family joke.
Go ahead, say it.
And it is off color. It's a story-based joke.
Oh, Brian will edit it then, so no point.
Pretty much the clip just ended here. As lead editor.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is my grandfather's favorite joke. Mm-hmm. This is what I was told, that this was his favorite joke. When my grandfather died, I was not old enough to hear this joke. I'll put it that way. So anyway, there was a man from the old country, and I'm assuming in this case it would be Ukraine or Austria-Hungary. The borders have changed so many times, you know. But anyway, one day he saw these two guys from the city, and they were talking about billiards and how much they liked billiards. So he had no idea what billiards was, but he assumed it was a kind of drink. Just for some reason, that's just what he thought. So he said, if I ever make it to the city one day, I'm going to go and I'm going to order myself a glass of billiards. So finally, he gets the opportunity to go to the city. And he sees a sign that says billiards. So he says, great, this is what I came for. He goes to the bar and asks the bartender for a glass of billiards. And the guy at the bar, the bartender, thinks that he's being like a wise ass or something, because there's no such thing as, you know, a billiard drink. So he goes in the back room and he pees in the cup, brings it out to the guy and says, here you go. So the country guy picks it up, takes a big swig, puts the glass down and says, man, if I wasn't an old billiards drinker, I'd swear that was a glass of piss.
Oh, no. Ew, gross.
And that's the joke. You see, most people don't find that funny at all. But my family, like, we understand why it's funny, you know?
Right.
You know, like, that's a funny joke in my family, but, you know?
Have you all had a glass of billiards?
Yeah. Oh, no. God forbid.
That's gross.
Asian people play billiards. That's not racist. That's a fact.
What?
All Asian people. You ever go to a pool hall? They have everybody else, and there's like one billiard table. I used to go to this place in Belleville, and it was a real pool hall. There's like 30. That's what you do. You just go there and shoot pool. That was it. So it was like 30 tables of pool, and they had one billiard table, and the Asians were lined up to play it.
You mean it's different than a pool table?
Yeah, they have holes.
What?
It's a cup of piss, Bri. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
It doesn't have holes?
No, you have to hit it. You have to hit it off the walls like two times, and I don't know the rules to it. It's a very interesting game. I'd like to learn it, but
of course you would.
Yeah, it's cool, but you have to bank it off two things and then hit the ball or whatever you have to do to it. And I don't know how the point system works. Maybe it's 20 love.
It's probably.
I don't know, but and then if you drive on Route 46, you see there's billiard halls there, and they're all it's just Asian writing, like only the Asians play. Americans don't play.
Wow.
There's a lot of complex games like that I feel that Asian people like, because they like the challenging things, I assume.
Gosh, I thought all this time I thought billiards was just pool.
No, billiards. It looks like a pool table. It's exactly like a pool table, except there's no holes in it.
Maybe like somebody made a pool table and they forgot to put the holes in it, so they're like, well, I guess we should create a game around it.
It's an interesting game because they're all into it, and it's just three balls rolling around the table.
It's only three?
Yeah. It's not like, no, you don't.
This sounds like poor man's pool.
Yeah, it's pool.
You got, here's your table. You got no holes, and you got three balls, and maybe
or something
one
like
stick.
That. It could be four. I'm making fun of your 20 love, and all the Asians are laughing at me because I said there were three balls on the table, because I don't know how it works. I think they break.
They take a break?
No, I think they break. So you have to break. You can't break one ball.
I don't know anything about billiards, admittedly. I just know that joke.
Okay. Well, it's a good joke.
It's okay. I mean, it's not the best joke, but I mean, you know, you could see where it's heading, you know, like right as soon as, you know.
I didn't know he was going to go in the back and like pee in a cup.
not what you expected to hear.
I didn't expect that.
But does anybody else have a joke like that? Like a joke that your family finds real funny, but that like, or you're not necessarily your family or just your element, you know? For instance, I was talking to Brian about this, like, amongst the band, we have the goody goody for you. That's like an inside joke that we find really funny.
It is inside because we have no listeners.
But
and I have no volume.
Goody goody for you.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I wanted to open this on the radio show. My girlfriend, she buys me these all the time. It's a gigantic can of Foster's.
I love your girlfriend.
And
it's, girlfriend rocks.
It says on it that when you buy three of these, you can get a Foster's belt buckle. Now, I've bought definitely more than three of these, but I've never sent in for the belt buckle. I really should do it someday, just so I can have it. But
you can wear it on stage.
If anybody out there who's... So, first of all, thank you, Sarah. Love you. But,
we love you, Sarah. Yay!
Yay! But if anybody... Is it just me or... I've never seen, like, a six-pack or anything smaller than this gigantic 24-ounce
can. That's
do,
a huge can of beer.
Do they sell smaller Foster's in the United States or what? Because I've only seen huge cans of it. So if there's anybody out there that knows
which
a lot about
make
beer,
sense. You think it's all like,
yeah, you think that they would, because now it's like you're committed to drink like this is like two beers, which isn't bad, you know. But you know, I hold my alcohol incredibly well. But you know, there it goes, opened up. Now it's going into the Beatles' "Hard Day's Night" class.
Ready?
I don't know if you probably can't hear the pour. It'd be cool if it was like
spelling.
It'd be cool if it was like on like the commercials where like you hear them like pour into the glass and it's like that sounds like it's good.
Just wait, put it down on this part so it's not on my red.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm trying to bring up this dentist topic again, but just real quick. It's so funny. My coworker, remember the earthquake that we had not that long ago?
Yes.
Right before that, he had a dentist appointment, and he goes in and he's sitting in the chair. All of a sudden, you know, everything's rocking back and forth, and the dentist working on him. And so my friend is like, "What is he doing? Is he convulsing in my mouth? Like, what's going on?" And the dentist is like looking at my coworker, like, "What is he doing? Just like having a seizure or something?" But it just happened right at that time. And it was like right in his mouth. Can you imagine? Like, that's totally messing up and hitting a wrong tooth, or like,
that's
just
all I would have needed in the day is an earthquake.
Oh my god.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.